Jeffrey and Jessica have decided they're finally going to build good daily habits. Jeffrey wakes up at 11 a.m., rolls over, and immediately reaches for his phone. Boom! Dopamine nuke to the skull. TikTok, Instagram, hentai. Back to TikTok. He hasn't even stood up yet and he's already lost the day. What's Jessica doing? She's doing a health routine. She's got her gym clothes on and she's just sat on her bed taking pictures. Jessica, you haven't even taken a single step yet. Wearing Gymshark isn't the same as working out.
So Jessica's been climbing natural.
Greg, get out of here. Your voice is giving us all a headache. This is pathetic. Isn't there someone who actually takes their habits seriously? Adonis. Adonis wakes up before the sun because the sun follows his schedule. He's disciplined, focused, and consistent, a true hunter. Jeffrey looks up from the floor like a confused puppy.
Adonis, how do you do it? I want to build habits too.
Adonis doesn't judge him. He lifts Jeffrey to his feet and gives him some wise advice. You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the strength of your habits. Start small. One habit, one win, one day. I'll guide you. Jeffrey wipes the drool off his chin and nods. Adonis shows him how to breathe, how to focus, how to take the first step instead of fantasizing about the 100th. And Jessica watches. She's inspired and for once she actually puts her phone down. And Anastasia supports them with grace. She shows Jessica how a disciplined woman glows from the inside out. Together they're building a tribe of people who rise one habit at a time.
I hear all the time that some of you who watch my videos didn't even realize you weren't subscribed to this channel. So if you can do me a favor and just double check that you're subscribed to this channel, I'd be so grateful. It's the simple and free thing that anyone who watches my videos frequently can do to help my work here. It helps keep everything going, so please just double check that you're subscribed, and I appreciate you for being here.
The first daily habit that changed my life forever was lifting weights. I started when I was 17 years old, and within just a couple of workouts, I started to envision myself being like 70, 80 years old and still being consistent in the gym because it just felt like this was so right. It's so good for you to build muscle, build strength, build a physique that you're proud of. And so my goal was always to build an aesthetic body, not just one where you have a lot of muscle mass, but you don't really look sexy, but one that makes you look like a Greek god who's carved from marble. A physique where you've prioritized the 7 aesthetic muscles that actually make you look really sexy, which are neck, upper traps, upper chest, lateral delts, biceps, lats, and abs. And what's interesting is, in a lot of workout routines, these muscles are actually under-prioritized, even though these are the ones that build the sexy V-taper in a man's upper body. Building an aesthetic body has given me so much confidence, and if you want to know the details, it's given me infinitely more attraction from women than I could have even imagined. I always knew it was going to work, but the level of attraction that I've gotten because of my physique is next level. Yesterday, literally just yesterday, I was leaving the gym, and this girl was being shown around the gym. You know how people go and they just want to like look inside, so the manager or the staff shows them around. And as soon as the girl walked past me, we both made eye contact and she went into like such a big like smile and she looked at me like this. So I walked past and out of nowhere, all I hear from behind me is, ooh la la. I swear to God, I'm not lying. I swear to God, I looked behind and she was still looking at me like she wanted to fucking slurp my nuts. And obviously I wasn't interested because I don't want a high body count. And if you've ever wondered what my body count is, it's 3. The second daily habit that changed my life forever, and it's one that I literally forgot about for years, is dopamine detoxing. Dopamine detoxing is where you basically look out at all of the things that are giving you like fake bad dopamine. Obviously, this isn't like completely scientific, but you look at those like bad dopamine sources like scrolling, porn, junk food, and you just one by one get rid of all these sources of dopamine so that you can live in like more of the real world. I first got onto a dopamine detox in 2020 and it changed my life forever. It gave me like this big sense of peace, of mental clarity that made me excel in my work so much to the point that my YouTube channel blew up and it changed the world, and it was so powerful. And then I went off the dopamine detox. I started to enjoy the fruits of my labor too much. I started to enjoy like partying and girls and junk food and just pursuing dopamine. Even scrolling. Honestly, in the last few years, I even started like scrolling randomly thinking that it's fine because, you know, I'm already rich. And it was only in the last few days that I randomly just got the idea again to think, wait, like I used to be like so weird. I used to be on a dopamine detox. I had no social media on my phone, even though I was a creator. And I used to be so detached away from like the internet and everything. You know, I still created content, but I wasn't like consuming, scrolling and doing all this
bullshit.
And I started to think to myself, you know what? Like, I think I actually need that again. And I think this is about 5 days in now, so still very new. But I swear to God, this is the best that I have felt since the last 4 years, since about 2020, 2021. Imagine how big of a statement what I've just said. This is the happiest and the best, like the most mentally peace I've felt for 4 to 5 years straight. My phone is black and white. You can do this right now, by the way. You can search for color filter on your settings on your phone and change it to grayscale. And then there's just like less dopamine. Your phone's kind of less attractive when it's black and white. You don't even want to use it anymore. I haven't been on Instagram one bit. I haven't scrolled. I haven't consumed any kind of content on YouTube or anything like that. Done any kind of like bad dopamine habits. The food that I'm eating is like boring, but it's actually become quite enjoyable. Like I eat after I record videos and I can't wait to go and eat. I literally just eat white rice and meat. Like it's just plain as fuck, but I feel so good. And what's so nice is a lot of my own followers have literally started to comment this, saying that like my skin looks like it's growing, because obviously I'm on retention as well. Like I'm literally not even nutting, I'm not having sex or anything. Like I'm literally not being lustful, staying away from the dopamines. I'll tell my editor, get like a YouTube video from me from just a few months ago when I was kind of like chubby and I had like my skin looked worse and everything, to now I've suddenly just lost like a fuck ton of weight, water, bloating. I look way more attractive. It's fucking awesome and I feel amazing. So dopamine detox is when you start to like look at the things in your life and just ask yourself, what do you think is giving you like bad dopamine? Because if you didn't know what dopamine is, it's like this molecule inside of us that makes us feel good when we are on the pursuit of something. So you know that moment when your brain tells you to like go and watch porn? Your dopamine starts to go up in the anticipation of that pleasure. But the moment that you're actually watching porn, and also when you finish, your dopamine crashes and you feel bad. And the problem is, for most of life, for most people, they keep getting these crashes doing these bad dopamine activities like porn and junk food, till eventually their dopamine is crashed far below the level that it should actually be at. And then since they have less dopamine, they literally have less motivation to do their work. They have less desire to do something great with their lives. This is why the average like young person today has got such fucked up levels of dopamine, because all of these hyper-stimulating things that are in our environment, that we're all scrolling, we're all like just getting dopamine overload. And even content like this, like we add all these edits just to hold your retention. Because if we don't, then less people fucking watch these videos, because you literally need a bit of dopamine. Hit mark this. Like a random pair of titties and shit. Like you just need to see like all this dopamine, otherwise you'll get bored. And by the way, if you feel like you've got to the point where you don't need the dopamine, my Hamza Advanced channel is for you. So being on a dopamine detox is one of the most life-changing things that I've done, I promise you. And I'm going to make a full guide to being on a dopamine detox. I'm going to release it for free on this YouTube channel soon. Let me take this off. I'm sweating, bro. Wow, I'm really wet. This is some exclusive content, bro. The third daily habit that changed my life is forcing a smile. So look, sometimes we wake up and we're not in like a happy, laughing mood like I am today. And that's completely normal. But what I found to sort of hack that and to have more days that feel enjoyable, full of laughter, is to quite literally just fake a smile physically on your face. And when you do this, what you'll notice is like your feelings often follow your muscles and your behavior. So you can literally fake a smile, feel the absurdity of like, I'm faking a smile right now. And it almost turns into a real smile like 9 times out of 10. So a lot of the times I'm just in my, you know, normal mundane kind of energy. I'm just like getting ready for the gym. I'll sit, I'm commuting, whatever. And the idea of faking a smile pops back up into my mind. And I'll randomly just make like a fake smile on my face, which often turns into a real smile within like a few seconds because of the absurdity of the situation. But also because sometimes I'll fake the smile. Someone will look at me, they'll smile at me, and suddenly I'm smiling at them and my smile is actually real now. Just doing this simple habit of just forcing a smile on my face has made a massive difference in like the number of days where, you know, like you have the day where you're actually like laughing and joking with everyone. Like imagine you're in the gym and it's like those days where you're stood around 2-3 people and you're laughing, telling jokes to them. And you want like a day like that, like all the time if possible. Well, it happens when you've already went over to the gym or, you know, speaking to your parents with a smile on your face to begin with. And you don't have to wait until the world influences you to smile. You can just start smiling right now. And what's interesting is if you do that, you'll give the world more reasons to encourage you to smile further. The fourth habit that's changed my life is meditation, specifically mindfulness meditation, because there's like different styles of meditation. So this is exactly how I meditate. I use this free app. It's like completely free. It's called Medito. I had this period where I didn't use any apps at all. And I just used like my alarm clock on my phone and it was okay. But the thing is, it is quite nice having like the voice that pops up and kind of reminds you to stay focused again. So I use this app and I literally just put it on for 20 minutes every morning, but 20 minutes is pretty high. So maybe you want to try like 3 or 5 minutes to begin with. And you just literally literally just focus on your breath, like this physical sensation of breathing. And when you notice within 10 seconds, 30 seconds, that you've got like a random thought or a memory, as soon as you realize that you're no longer focused on the breath and you're distracted because you're thinking, all you need to do is just bring the focus back to the breath. A lot of people, when they try to meditate, they do it, they focus on the breath, but then when they get distracted in their thoughts, they get pissed off and they're like, oh, I started thinking, you know, I can't do it, I just can't meditate. But that's not the correct reaction to this at all. Like, that's quite literally what's supposed to happen in meditation, but so many people get like so offended and pissed off and they're like, no, meditation doesn't work for me. You didn't think you'd just start meditating and be able to just stay there forever like a fucking monk, did you? Like, lower your fucking ego a bit, right? You didn't think you'd just be a fucking amazing and just be able to focus on the thing that you said you'd focus. Meditation is specifically that you're focusing on something, you lose the focus, you get distracted with some thought, with some memory, and you manually bring your focus back to the breath. And every time you manually bring your focus back to the breath, that's like doing one push-up for the brain. And the fifth daily habit that I often do right after meditation is gratitude journaling. So I just write down a few things that I'm grateful for. And this is the one, I'm so surprised, this is the one that gets shit on so much because people are like, oh, it doesn't do anything. You know, like Hamza tells you to do all these habits that are a waste of time. And this one is so impactful, and the people who have actually had, no offense to the haters, but the people who are not lazy and they actually do this consistently, they turn out to be some of the fucking best people like on the fucking planet. Gratitude journaling is when you write down things that you're grateful for. So you get like a journal and every morning you think, okay, what can I be grateful for? What is there in my life that if I lost it, I would be so upset? And maybe you think about your mother. Maybe you've had a bunch of arguments with her over the last like year, you know, you've become an adult and now you're clashing with her. And you visualize her just not being around anymore. Can you like just visualize for a second if one of your parents pass away, how gut-wrenching it would be, that like lump in your throat, and then coming back home from the hospital and then the spot that you often see your mother at, you know, whether she's in the kitchen or the living room or something, and she's just not there anymore. But she's not gone. Oh, I hope she's not. So if your mother is here, like what if you did a visualization to think, what if she was gone? Feel the loss, feel the sorrow, and then think to yourself, wait, but she is here right now. And you can be grateful for that because not everyone still has their mothers. And then you can write this down thinking like, I'm so grateful my mother is here. She's healthy. She's well. I know we had that argument last week, but I'm so grateful that she is my mother. You write this down and you go tell her. And that might be one of the first times that you've expressed genuine gratitude to your mother for the last few years. And then you'll realize this is probably why you clash so much because, no offense, you're a grown fucking adult and you hardly say thank you to your own parents. No wonder they're kind of mean to you. No wonder sometimes, you know, they're not very respectful. They judge you negatively. You don't even express gratitude to the people who raised you. So a lot of people online, I've seen people make videos about me and they always say something about gratitude journaling of like, oh, like, yeah, it just doesn't even work. And I'm like, no, it works if you work. It works if you do it consistently. But the people who talk shit, by the way, I know many of them in person. They literally have never even tried it. They just think, it doesn't work. That's like a fat guy saying the gym doesn't work, but he hasn't even been to the gym, or he's like thought about it, or he's went like two times. No, if you do it consistently, you will notice. Not only is it nice to spend, you know, the 2 minutes writing down what you're grateful for, but as you go through your day-to-day life, you'll notice that you're actually more grateful 24/7. You'll notice that you'll randomly just say something about gratitude or appreciation to someone that you might not have just a few weeks ago. You'll be on a date with someone and you'll say something like, oh, I'm grateful to get to know you. Thank you for coming to see me today. And that might be one of the first times that this person has been told, like, thank you, like, I'm grateful for you. You will be like the one who actually expresses appreciation to people and makes them feel valued. So every morning, just write down a few things that you're grateful for. It can be people, it can be objects, it can be possessions that you have. Just visualize losing something and realizing how important that thing is for you and write down why you're grateful for it. Daily habit number 6, we're going to title this one, reminding myself to be a retard. Basically, retard maxing is the meta. So I discovered this a few years ago that I'm a bit of an intellectual overthinking autist type of guy. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm not actually on the spectrum. I might be. Who fucking knows, right? But the thing is, most people are like this. Like, we're all just like overthinkers. We're chronically online. If you're watching this video right now, you're probably very similar to me in the sense that like we've been chronically online since we were children. And now, some things in our social and sexual lives are actually hindered by our personality of being like such an internet addict, basically. You're gonna just seem kind of weird when you try and speak to people because you're so like anxious and timid and overthinking. When it comes to your social life, especially with more of the sort of shallow experiences, you're not just like saying hello to people publicly in the gym, in the workplace. You wanna go retard maxing mode. Like for example, a lot of guys will ask me, okay, how do I make friends in school? And I'll say, well, it's easy, go talk to people. And they'll say, no, but you know, because there is the unspoken social constructs that we have all made our friendships. And since it's not the beginning of the year, it's not September, that means that we can no longer make new friendships. Basically, you're a fucking autist. I bet a lot of people watching this know exactly what that nerd meant, right? Like, yeah, there's this invisible barrier to speaking to new people. Like, we can kind of relate to that. But what I said to him was, this is all in your head. If you go to the people that you don't usually speak to and act like a retard and go up to them and say, good morning, how was your weekend? It won't seem as crazy as you think. It's not that big of a deal to go up to someone new and say, good morning, how was your day yesterday? How's your morning going so far? If you just act like a retard, suddenly all of the overthinking constructs in your brain just relax. And you can go up to a girl and just be like, good morning, you're pretty, what's your name? That's it. You don't have to think of the best way to end you don't have to like fucking just get it in like, you know, big brain podcaster mode. But Andrew Huberman, like fuck you. You don't have to like overthink everything. You can literally just retard max, go up to a girl, go up to a guy and just say, good morning. How was your weekend? Just like a normie would, right? Just like a fucking Jeffrey would. You know how like the 99% Jeffreys, they make friends and meet girls so easily because they don't overthink and reject themselves. Guys like us who are like so ambitious and we're almost like overthinking little autists, like we're researching how do I talk to other human beings. So you know what the meta is, like the best case scenario? In your work, in your private life, and in your deeper relationships, be full intellectual and be able to learn a lot and be very intelligent. Okay, in your work, okay, like excel, sure. But in your social life, especially in the shallower relationships, go retard mode and be able to speak to everyone. Because look, you need to feel safe around the people that you see almost every day. And the way you do that is by speaking to them. But you'll only speak to all these other people if you go into like retard mode and just take off all these social constructs, all this intellectual overthinking, and literally just go up to people like a simpleton and just go, hello, how was your weekend? The seventh daily habit that's changed my life is cold exposure. And this is another one that gets shit on by people online because they mock like the concept of like, oh yeah, taking cold showers won't make you a millionaire. The reason why cold exposure is so powerful is because it is one of the best ways to increase your dopamine naturally. Remember how we spoke before that dopamine is like this feeling of motivation. So most people have fucked up levels of dopamine. There's research to prove that one of the best ways to improve your dopamine naturally in like a healthy way is cold exposure because it is painful and it's something that you do voluntarily and then it gives you this kind of like natural high afterwards. So you can start with a cold shower in the morning and there's two ways you can do this. You can go into the shower like your normal hot shower and do all your stuff and then at the end of it slowly turn it cold and that's a pretty easy way to start this. Or the way that I actually prefer in the morning is just start your shower fully cold and go in with this sort of like, you know, hype energy, go in and it's like, oh shit, like, you know, and you quick use the soap and everything, 10, 20, 30 seconds, get the fuck out quick. That's the way that I prefer to do it because it's a bit of like an espresso. It's like a fast shock and it takes like 30 seconds. And when you're drying yourself off with the towel, you'll notice straight afterwards, you actually feel like you've got like a minor high just from like the 10, 20, 30 seconds of just the cold water. That's like a great way to start. It's kind of like the equivalent of an empty barbell, like, you know, lightweight in the gym. If you want to go to the next level though, this is when we get into ice baths. So if you have a bathtub, you can fill it up with some water and put ice inside of it. That's like 10 times, 100 times less practical because you've got to wait for this much water to fill up and then you put in the ice and whatever. So I hardly ever do that. But you can go to some gyms that actually have like the ice bath set up. Like the gym I go to has like two like cold baths, which are like 4 degrees and 8 degrees or something, or it's even got 3 actually. So you can just go in there. It's already set up for you. It's awesome. It's right next to the sauna. So I will go in there. You dip inside for maybe like 30 seconds, 1 minute, and you know, it's freezing cold. But then when you come out, you have this massive high for like an hour and you feel so healthy. And remember, there's research to show that this is one of the best ways to improve your dopamine levels, which is so healthy for you. So online, people shit on this type of stuff all the time, but I just notice those people are always just living like such like almost like shallow one-dimensional lives where they're like the equivalent of like the black pill Luxmaxers who, for these guys, all they care about is the female gaze. They only optimize their life just to make sure that girls look at them. That's all they care about. If it doesn't help them with that goal, they don't care, which is just like, again, it's like a one-dimensional life. And most young men these days, they only care about what's going to help them to make money. And if
it's not going to help them to make money, then they don't care about it. So I've seen people who make videos about me criticizing, you know, the healthy habits that I tell people to do, because they're like, oh, well, it's not going to make you a millionaire. They'll say it like so dramatically like that. And I'm like, when did I ever say the cold showers are going to make you a million? No, it just makes you fucking feel good. You know, like, life is meant to be enjoyed. It's not just meant to fucking accumulate money. Look, I'm all for making money, but aligning your life only to make money, aligning your life only to get pussy, that's such a shallow life when there's so much to be lived. Look, this is why I felt lonely for fucking years, because I was like the one young person who's like doing these practices like gratitude journaling, like telling my mother that I'm grateful for her, and everyone else, it seems like my generation, doesn't ever think about these things. I'm shocked and let down by how one-dimensional our and probably most generations are, honestly. And this is why I've always been so proud of the guys who follow me, because when I meet guys who follow me, I see like a guy who's like, wow, like he's leveled up like 10 different areas of life. He's a genuinely happy, healthy guy. He's got an amazing relationship with his family. He appreciates them. He expresses gratitude to them. He makes money. He's confident. He can speak to girls. He's got like the full package. That's why I feel so proud of the people who take this advice and actually use it, because you develop as this like multi-dimensional person, which is what life is meant to be like. The eighth daily habit that's really helped me in life is reading. I actually prefer reading to consuming content. I find that when I watch content, you know, like YouTube videos and Instagram and whatever, I don't actually get like that good advice from like most people's content. There's a few YouTubers every now and then that I'll watch, but like for me personally, like I want to stay off the internet as much as possible. And maybe you feel the same way. Hopefully you don't feel the same way when you watch my videos, but this is why, quick shameless plug, the top link in the description is my community. And a lot of the guys who are in there, they say one of the best benefits is that then they literally don't even go on like social media at all, because we put my videos on there, so you don't even have to go on YouTube to watch my videos. And also we put like these massive like educational programs, courses and stuff all in there as well. So when you join that community, you don't even need to be on like most of these, like, you know, YouTube, Instagram at all anymore. So instead of being on these platforms, I just prefer to read books. It just feels like a healthier, more quality version of getting like some knowledge on an area that I'm curious about. The ninth daily habit is controlling the inner voice. So we have this voice inside of our heads that just yaps 24/7. And some of the biggest pain in your life is you believing that that voice is you and you taking the voice seriously. Because the voice isn't you. And if you take the voice seriously, you'll be driven insane, because, you know, what we hear in our brain, the voice is, it's just bullshit. Like, it just yaps. It changes its mind. It's randomly mean to you. Then it's randomly really nice to you. It's not to be taken seriously, right? But when you think it's you, it's quite a struggle to create like a separation to not listen to it. So here's like a practice you can do that I find really helps. And by the way, this is so, so valuable. Instead of feeling like the voice is in your mind, visualize the voice now as a separate person, like your annoying roommate who just follows you around 24/7, and they just say exactly what the voice says in your mind. So the moment your eyes open, he's straight away, he's next to you. Like, so anyway, you know, you're like, yesterday that person looked at you weird, and then, you know, he's just yapping right away. You're taking a shit and your annoying roommate's just sat on the floor next to you. And you know, so you look pretty ugly today. You've got that big spot on you. Like, he's just saying shit to you like 24/7. 24/7, this guy is just yapping. And also, now that you visualize it as a separate person, you can realize that the things he says is actually not even valuable, because he changes his mind all the time. He contradicts himself. He forgets what he just said. He said that you were ugly today. Then he says that you're really attractive today. He said that that person's a bad person, but that actually a good person. Like, he's just not valuable to listen to. Imagine if you got cursed and you had to have this annoying roommate follow you 24/7. How would you deal with him? Because if you'd argue with him, you'd look like a maniac and you'd look crazy. If you listen to him seriously and take what he says on board, you'd end up making stupid decisions, because his input, what he says, is not even based on like a lot of rational thought. There's literally only one correct response to this annoying roommate, this curse of the human experience, which is just to use it for humor. Instead of taking it seriously or engaging it in debate, whenever the annoying roommate says something, just laugh at it. This is the secret tip to dealing with the human mind. When you laugh at the voice in your mind, when you laugh at the annoying roommate, he goes silent for like 10 seconds and you are instantly in like a flow state. And also you get to laugh, which is like a nice emotion. And then in 10 seconds, 20 seconds, he'll pipe up again and say something random. You'll be driving to the gym and he'll just randomly say like, oh yeah, by the way, you've got a shit physique. He'll just say some stupid shit like that. And oh, by the way, you should cut today. You should lose some weight. Actually, you should get bigger, you know? Oh yeah, get big. Like, he'll just say some stupid shit. When, as soon as you hear the voice say some stupid shit, just laugh. at the absurdity of like the fact that it keeps changing its mind. Laugh at the visualization that it's like some chubby short roommate who follows you around. Just laugh every single time you hear the voice in your mind. And you're going to have so much more joy in your life, and you'll learn to not take the voice so seriously. Because when you listen to the voice seriously, that's where a lot of our suffering comes from. Sometimes it says nice things to us, but a lot of the times it just says some bullshit that makes you feel bad. And the 10th and final daily habit that changed my life forever is no porn. So many young people, boys and girls, are just addicted to porn. And I was, look, when I was like 13 years old was when I discovered it for the first time. I was in like computer class in high school, and my friend came over to me and he was like, oh, type this woman's name into Google, but write clean at the end of it. So I wrote her name, like her full name, then the word clean. And I pressed enter. And it was like these sexy pictures of like some photo shoot that must have been done in like the 2000s or like 90s or something. Of this woman like in this like American style diner or something. And you know, she's wearing a bra. So I was 13 years old. So that was already crazy. I was like, whoa. Like, I pressed X on the browser. And then all day, I'm in high school. I'm going to this class and this one all day. I'm thinking, what would happen if I went home and searched that woman's name again, but I wrote dirty at the end of it? So I finished school, right? I'm like 13 years old. I finished school. I went onto my laptop and I wrote her name and I wrote dirty. And then it was like the same photo shoot, but this time she was actually fully naked. And my little peepee got hard. And I did what the boys had mentioned in our sports class before, where you're supposed to stroke it and then white stuff will come out. And I did it and I got like the fucking strongest orgasm of my life. It was like, whoa, like it was crazy. And a single drop of white cum came out. And even though that sounds funny, from that day, I watched porn basically every single day for the next like 6 years straight. It completely changes your view of the world and of people. It can make you feel insecure. It fries your dopamine so that you have less motivation. It changes the way that you'd even speak to girls. And it is such a curse to be addicted to it. It sounds funny when we tell like stories of, oh yeah, I started watching porn when I was 13, but it is quite literally like such a dark thing. And I feel so grateful, so glad that I'm no longer addicted to it like most young people are. If you're wondering how I was able to make the most progress, it was actually by not doing NoFap. NoFap is basically where you say, okay, I'm going to quit porn. I'm going to quit masturbation. Well, I tried to quit porn when I was like, you know, 17, 18, but I basically didn't really make that good progress. I'd get to like day two, day three and relapse all the time. It was only by the time I got to about 19, 20 years old and I thought of a different version of NoFap, which I called LessFap. And I was like, okay, trying to fully quit this addiction is kind of like me trying to lift a weight in the gym that I can't lift. I just keep failing. But I can progress it and just deload it over time. So I just thought, okay, if I jack off like every day, that's like 30 times a month, I can just set a goal to make it 25 times this month. And even though that sounds crazy, it's like, that's actually still progress. Then next month it can be 20, the next month it can be 15, then the next month it can be 10, and it can be 5, and it can be like 2-3 per month. And that's actually not so bad. And then it can just go basically to 0 or once a month, twice a month. And at that point, it's not even like crazy. And I realized that this is the way more smarter way to do it. So I got onto what I called LessFap by the time I was like 19, 20 years old, and it really worked for me. And so when I became 22 years old and I started this YouTube channel, I started to preach LessFap to people, and it seems to have worked for a lot of people who follow me. These 10 daily habits have genuinely changed my life. That isn't just like a clickbait title for YouTube. I really took some time this morning to think of the habits that have made a massive impact in my life to get me from dopamine addict Jeffrey to the life where I am so happy and fulfilled. And I'm so happy that you are on this journey the same way that I was, because it has changed everything, not only for me, but for my family. I'm only 28 years old and I've literally retired my family. Like, how fucking awesome is that? And also, I've had like a positive impact on the world just teaching people the same habits that really helped me. They've helped me to become an entrepreneur. They've helped me to become a better partner, a better friend, a better family member. And most importantly, they've just helped me to just enjoy life more. So I hope that you'll take some of these habits seriously and get them into your daily routine as well. If you want any more of my help, you can watch some of the videos that are on my channel. Thank you for being here. If you watch this far of the video, it'd be so lovely for you to like leave a comment, leave some encouragement for someone else who's maybe starting their journey, tell your story and do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.